A reading from the book of Samuel. Saul took 3,000 picked men from all Israel and went in search of David and his men in the direction of the wild goat crags. When he came to the sheepfolds along the way, he found a cave, which he entered to relieve himself. David and his men were occupying the inmost recesses of the cave. David's servants said to him, "This is the day in which the Lord said to you, 'I will deliver your enemy into your grasp. Do with him as you see fit.'" So David moved up and stealthily cut off the end of Saul's mantle. Afterward, however, David regretted that he had cut off the end of Saul's mantle. He said to his men, "The Lord forbid that I should do such a thing to my master, the Lord's anointed, as to lay a hand on him, for he is the Lord's anointed." With these words, David restrained his men and would not permit them to attack Saul. Saul then left the cave and went on his way. David also stepped out of the cave, calling to Saul, "My lord the king!" When Saul answered, looked back, David bowed to the ground in homage and asked Saul, "Why did you listen to those who say David is trying to harm you? You see for yourself today that the Lord just now delivered you into the grasp, into my grasp in the cave. I had some thought of killing you, but I took pity on you instead. I decided I will not raise a hand against my Lord, for he is the Lord's anointed and the father to me. Look here at this end of your mantle which I hold. Since I cut off an end of your mantle, I did not kill you. See and be convinced that I plan no harm and no rebellion. I have done you no wrong, though you are hunting me down to take my life. The Lord will judge between me and you, and the Lord will exact justice from you in my case. I shall not touch you." The old proverb says, "From the wicked comes forth wickedness." So I will take no action against you. Against whom are you on campaign, O King of Israel? Whom are you pursuing, a dead dog or a simple single flea? The Lord will be the judge. He will decide between me and you. May he see this and take my part and grant me justice beyond your reach." When David finished saying these things to Saul, Saul answered, "Is that your voice, my son David?" And Saul wept aloud. Saul then said to David, "You are in the right rather than I. You have treated me generously while I have done you harm. Great is the generosity you showed me today when the Lord delivered me into your grasp, and you did not kill me. For if a man meets his enemy, does he send him away unharmed? May the Lord reward you generously for what you have done this day. And now I know that you shall surely be king, and that sovereignty over Israel shall come into your possession." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Have mercy on me, God, have mercy. Have mercy on me, O God, have mercy. For you and you I take refuge. In the shadow of your wings I take refuge till harm pass by. Have mercy on me, God, have mercy. I call to God the Most High, to God my benefactor. May he send forth from heaven and save me. May he make those who reproach you trample upon me. May God send his mercy and his faithfulness. Have mercy on me, O God, have mercy. Be exalted above the heavens, O God. Above all the earth be your glory. For your mercy towers to the heavens and your faithfulness to the skies. Have mercy on me, God, have mercy. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus went up the mountain and summoned those whom he wanted to, and they came to him. He appointed 12, whom he also named apostles, that they might be with him, and he might send them forth to preach and have authority to drive out demons. He appointed the 12, Simon, whom he named Peter, James, the son of Zebedee, and the son, and John, the brother of James, whom he named Boanerges, that is, sons of thunder, Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Canaan, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so we see today in Samuel, 1 Samuel 24:13, it says, the old proverb says, from the wickedness comes forth wickedness. From the wicked comes forth wickedness. Jesus said the same thing, you will know someone by their fruits. And so we always have to ask, What is my fruit? Sometimes our intentions are great, but our fruit stinks. Someone said that to me once when I was in seminary. He came up to me, my best friend, and he says, Larry, you can tell a tree by its fruit, and your fruit stink. And he was right. And I needed to hear that. Sometimes we all need to hear something like that. So let's not condemn ourselves, but let's truly take a look at our life. Do I bear the fruit of love? Because that's who God is, and that's who I'm called to be. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.